Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia at 7:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Pfizer says it has an effective vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11. And if the FDA agrees, all school-aged children could have access to a COVID vaccine by the end of next month. What will that mean for schools? WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arend asked local epidemiologists for their thoughts on where we go from here.
Right now, schools are in a dicey middle ground. They're open, but with restrictions in place and a revolving door of disruptive quarantines. Drexel epidemiologist Neil Goldstein says don't expect all students being vaccine eligible to trigger a sudden return to normal.
I wouldn't say it's going to be like the magic bullet that's going to end the pandemic.
That's partly because it'll take a couple months to roll out shots, and time is of the essence. Experts like David Rubin of the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia believe a fall or winter wave could be heading toward the Northeast. In that context, vaccinating kids is really about suppressing that wave.
You're disrupting transmission chains with the most effective way to do it.
By early next year, Rubin thinks most folks will at least have had the option to get vaccinated. And from there, he believes schools should look at their vax rates, their community transmission, and perhaps peel back some restrictions.
I call it erring back towards normal, and I think we're moving in that direction.
But others preach caution. Carol Canusio from Penn's Perelman School of Medicine says it's hard to reimpose restrictions after you've lifted them, and she thinks parents should brace for at least the rest of the school year to look similar to what we have now.
And then much later, if we see almost no COVID in the community, then we will have a moment of liberation. But I don't see that in the near term.
She uses a running analogy. Prepare for a marathon. And if the race somehow ends halfway through, you'll feel all the better for it. Avi Wolfman-Arend, WHYY News.